Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions we express do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. If you would like to support the show, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and check out our Patreon campaign.
I didn't think we were going to do this.
Going to do what?
Record.
No?
No, I didn't. I didn't think I was going to be able to.
Oh, what happened?
I'm grieving.
You're grieving what?
Loss of my youth.
I mean, aren't we all?
I finally realized every day we're dying.
Really? I learned that from Fight Club.
And then I also learned that every day I'm hustling.
It's what you have to do. It's what it's like Tim Robbins said in The Green Mile. If you're busy living, you're not gonna die.
Those Damn Ross Kids. A conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
It's a family business.
I mean, yeah.
I'm the hustle, you're the flow.
You said to the person, yeah, I don't... Well, what is the flow in that equation? Is that the rapping? The hustle was the pimping, right? Or was the hustle working with DJ Qualls to set up your studio?
I think it was the money I stole to do it.
Okay,
I'm pretty sure. Who's DJ Qualls?
He was the white nerdy guy who they hired to be the studio engineer in that movie.
What movie are we talking about?
Hustle and Flow.
That's a real movie.
Yeah.
Oh, didn't know that.
you were just quoting the hit single.
Hustle. Was it from the movie?
Maybe they did.
Why are you teaching me about hip hop? Who is this?
What would you do with Cole? I am human.
You went away, and all I heard was human.
Don't worry about it.
Or crewman.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Mm. Mm. Are you making chili?
Not in a while.
Okay, then it wasn't cumin.
Okay. Yeah. No, it was definitely a movie. I've never seen it. It's understood to be good.
Hmm.
This isn't a productive line of conversation.
No, it's not going anywhere.
No.
And it doesn't help that I'm reading about chronic pain.
Yeah. Just for fun?
No, it's a monster truck.
Oh, I thought it was a rapper. Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, Chris, what episode is this?
I have no idea. Is it 200?
Yeah, it's 200.
Oh, it's episode 200 of the Try to Be Funny comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
Trying hard. Yeah. What your name is?
I'm Chris.
I'm Cole, and we're here to entertain your asses. Yeah, 200. I don't have anything too special planned, but it's a milestone.
The slowest to 200 ever.
You know, it's not the destination, it's the journey. And in this case, the journey took a very, very long time.
212 years.
Yeah. Once a year. It's a yearly podcast like those McElroys do.
Yet somehow it's still quantity over quality.
Yep. Oh man. So yeah, it's like this. Oh cool. I'm happy we're professional here.
Hey. I was late to the phone party.
Oh, okay.
Foam party. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. They still have those?
I don't think so. I think once everybody got staph infections that they put yep. that.
After all those amputations, they had to recall the foam machines.
MRSA? No, it's Jaeger.
I just what was it? I remember there was some bar on Park Ave, like on the Miracle Mile there, that it was like scandalous that they were having foam parties. It was like Scores or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until somebody got stabbed with a sword, that was a cool place.
Did somebody really get stabbed with a sword?
True story. Yeah.
Oh, I need to hear details about this.
I don't think they ran them clean through or anything, but
right.
Yeah.
But it was
there was a fight and somebody went to their trunk and pulled out a sword. Local news.
Was it a, huh?
Yeah. From a decade ago.
Yeah. Yeah. This place has been closed for a while. It's now a game of skill parlor, I think.
No, it's actually a Chinese restaurant.
Okay. But it's
slash Amish market. And they have a pig smokery trailer out there too.
Like you see outside of a barbecue restaurant?
It's a barbecue restaurant trailer.
Mm. Okay. Huh.
They call him the sauce man.
Yeah. It's an homage to the scat man, but the guy doesn't know how to rhyme.
Oh, I love homage. It's delicious.
Yeah, just get it to take a pita chip. Just get up in there, put a little garlic in that. It's good.
Will you bring out the a la carte?
What do you mean?
I don't know. A la carte just makes me think that they're going to bring out options.
Oh yeah, like it literally is like
dessert,
hey, here
something like here, a dessert here, cart.
Here is this dolly stacked with cake. Yeah.
Is it a pie carousel? Is that the dessert case thing where they spin?
I think it's a Lazy Susan.
No, it's motorized.
Hmm.
It's like a tall refrigerator that they would put in the middle of restaurants in the, I think, 70s or something.
Oh, so yeah, yeah.
And it was like all glass and all the desserts were cold in there and they spun.
Hmm.
Not fast.
But yeah, it wasn't like a centrifuge. They were trying to separate the delicious frosting.
You got to put the chocolate. No, that's not how that worked.
No. I've seen those. I thought you were talking about like a tiny little one that was like one of those Taco Bell catch a coin games, but it just had pies on it.
Taco Bell, the water game.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you throw your coins in algae.
Talk about MRSA. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, no. I know what you're talking about. I've seen those. I saw one of those at Voodoo Donuts out in Portland. It was very very strange, littered up with ugly looking donuts.
Hmm.
Yeah. No, so this is 200. This is the longest running show, excepting, I don't know, it depends on if you count like the level and Don't Tree as kind of the same thing, then that outranks this, but like if you look at the overall feed, this is the first the first thing.
What do we go back to? 2010?
It's like September 2010, something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like that's when we recorded. I think maybe October 2010, right. was the first time we did, because that was the summer that we that we found like, you look nice today and oh yeah dude and all of that, like we just go, oh, we're funny when we talk on the phone, we can do this.
Yeah, which is basically how every podcast starts.
Right, it's not original.
Hey, like, we're interesting.
Yeah, people,
we're unique.
People deserve us.
Right, for free.
Mm-hmm.
Well, donation accepted.
Yeah, for free. Wink.
Yeah, that's how you run a brothel.
You run a brothel like an art museum,
basically.
Yeah, Jerry's.
Yeah, I ain't no pimp. I'm a curator.
Jerry Springer got popped for a suggested donation.
Did he really? You know, he's thinking about running for, I think, governor of Ohio.
Oh wow. No, he's I mean, you know that story, right? He was the mayor of Cincinnati.
Right.
This is like back in the late 70s, I think. And you know, he did a really good job. You know, like he was generally accepted to be like a really solid like Democratic governor. And then he got popped, paying for sex across the river. I think over in like in Newport. And the reason he got caught was he paid with a check, which obviously you never do that.
He paid for a check.
Yeah. He paid for a maximum hugs encounter with a check.
Hmm. Did you hear about the brothel that they were running up here?
Oh, in Mansfield.
Yes. In Ontario, actually.
Oh shit.
Yeah, there was human trafficking involved.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Where was this?
It was at the intersection of Brookwood Way and 4th Street,
ooh,
across from the Graham's Auto Mall next to Shirt Shack.
Yeah, by the speed trap?
It was between Shirt Shack and Enterprise Rental Car.
Wait, where Comic Adventures used to be?
And you know who tipped off the police and the FBI?
Who?
A clergyman.
Okay.
So I'm trying to figure out how that worked.
Well, I mean, he was either a client or he knew a client and figured out something really sketchy was going on.
Maybe the marriage was ruined.
Mm.
You know, like he was doing counseling.
Yeah, that is a very strange. This is a very Mansfield and Ontario geography heavy episode. We're going back to our roots on this one.
Not only do we talk about hyper specific topics,
yeah,
but we also talk about hyper specific locations.
Mm.
But really, this could be anywhere. It's probably in your town.
Oh, I mean, it most definitely is. It's a fucking epidemic.
Thinking about going to a Chinese buffet today. What do you want to do?
What?
I'm thinking about going to a Chinese buffet today.
Okay.
Just kind of sounds good.
Yeah, I did that a couple weeks ago, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
On your own?
No. I have a friend, former coworker. Every year for her birthday, she has everybody get together and just go to a Chinese restaurant because she really likes Chinese food. So, you know, it had been a while since I'd seen her and a bunch of these other people. So, like, all right, well, I'm gonna go and I'll buck up and eat some buffet food like a trooper, I guess. Just so I can go see them. But yeah, I had some General Tso and some rice from one of those gigantic rice cookers.
They actually put the rice cooker out?
It was weird. It was like it was embedded in the counter. I'd never seen that before.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Nice buffet, sounds like.
Did you
have a coupon?
No. It was like lunchtime on a Saturday. It was really cheap. It was like $8. For the whole buffet. It's like a Chinese buffet. There's no real variance in quality. Every single one that I've ever been to has had roughly the same kind of like really tough chicken in their dishes, kind of like steak that's mostly gristle. And
the same people you got to hang out with while you're there.
I mean, why even leave the house? Am I right?
No. Yeah.
Yeah,
it just seems that every time I go to one, it always looks like there's that one family that just got out of a diabetes support group meeting and then like a Bible study let out.
and they're fighting for turf.
Right.
Yeah. No, they're going to plant their flag in the really dry mozzarella sticks where there's only one like kind of dangling against the edge. This is our country.
And the little Asian ladies that work at every Chinese buffet I've been to, they always look like they're judging me.
Judging you for?
For like eating, just basically like I'm dumb because I'm eating this shit that I think is Chinese, but it's not really Chinese food.
Oh, yeah.
And then like I'm just being so gluttonous and they're so thin and they look so stern.
Are you jealous of little Asian women?
Cole, I want to be a little Asian woman. Can I identify as a little Asian woman tree?
You can do whatever you want. I'm not here to stop you.
Now, I did see a book. I think it was called What's Happening to Me. It was an instructional book about puberty.
That's an instruction for the terminally confused.
Right. What's happening to me? Where am I?
What's happening to me?
You open it up and the back cover has a hole in it so you can see through it. It's a two-page book. Where am I? Oh, here I am.
It's a book that's already hollowed out for a pistol.
Right. Like, but no, you see through it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, cause so you can see where you are.
Mm.
It's got an arrow. It says here.
Yeah. It's just a... It's just like one of those little greeting card chips that plays audio when you open it up, except it just plays Stand by REM. Huh.
Stand in the...
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. His name's what? Brian Sipes?
Yeah, Brian Sipes.
Dick Bupkis.
Yeah, Mike Malls. The heir to the family that invented the shopping mall. Yep.
Eric Malls.
Yeah.
Hey, there's an Eric Trump, right?
So that's the weird thing about this show going on for so long. Like, started in 2010, which wasn't like great shakes. Like, you know, for me personally, like I'd graduated college and it was tough finding a job because the economy was in the shitter. It's probably safe to say that I graduated in one of the worst times possible to graduate from college with my particular degree.
Yeah, people weren't really spending money on. I don't know. What is it you do?
Answering that, legitimately, Chris, answering that question or thinking about answering it makes me very anxious.
Actually, I heard a story. Actually, it wasn't like I heard it. The person who said it was Dave Chappelle, I believe.
Okay.
And I can't remember what show he was on, but it was a story about Kanye West before Kanye West was Kanye West, right?
Right.
And before they had like these rappers together, and they were, you know, doing the music for, I think, like the first season of the Chappelle show or something. Because they did the whole season worth of music, like, you know, at once.
Right.
And famous rappers, you know, from that artsy, you know, kind of rap thing.
Yeah.
And so they're all in this room, and then Kanye West is there, and, you know, nobody knows who he is. He's young, blah blah blah. And so Kanye West's phone rings, and you know, everybody kind of gets quiet so he can talk on the phone. Kanye West says, "Yo," and the person on the phone asked where he was at, what he was doing. So he's like, "Hey, I'm here with these rappers and blah blah blah, and Dave Chappelle." And the person was like, "Oh yeah, well, why?" And Kanye West his answer, and I think your answer for everything should be, "Because my life is dope and I do dope shit."
Yeah, that's
so what do you do? I do dope shit.
Yeah, my life is dope and I do dope shit.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's, you know, I've thought about this because you kind of grilled me with this question when I got back from my high school reunion, and also I've got a couple of friends who've gone to jury duty, and I guess part of jury duty is you have to describe what you do, right? Because they need to figure out if there are any professional, like, conflicts of interest. Like, probably not the best idea to, you know, have a cop on a jury or something like that. I don't know if they're like,
right.
They just need to know a lot of information about you. I have no right. idea how I would actually explain this to a jury. It's not just, or to a judge, on either side of the defendant's bench. And it's not just like, oh, like this is special and weird. It's just not anything.
Not normal.
No.
Hey, Coldo, do you have an Indian restaurant next, like, by your house?
There are two. There are two that I've hit up. Yeah, it depends on which one I have coupons for, actually.
Baba Indian, Baba Baduk. What's it called?
Baba Indian is it's
Baba
on
Baduki.
Yeah, it's on Madison, a little down the way from Crossroads Church.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there's oh gosh, Sean, Indian cuisine over in Hyde Park Plaza.
Okay, so the story goes that Gizmodo, United Kingdom, is calling this development from Panasonic, that's been released in India, the corporate holy grail of customer tailored service. The electronic manufacturers come out in India with a washing machine that has a setting specifically for washing out curry stains.
Okay.
The Stain Master's curry button is designed after customers Indian people pleaded for a way to wash curry stains out of their clothes.
Okay.
The machine's like $330, has a literally setting number 14 is 15 is curry.
It's an important distinction. 14 actually adds curry stains.
So I guess, you know, depend. You could tell a lot about a people based upon what their washing machines wash out, I guess.
Yeah.
So there's gentle hand wash is 6. 7 is daily sari. And I don't know, is that the head thing?
Sari, it's not just like it's not just the head. It's like a body wrap. Like it's like a long kind of diaphanous scarf kind of thing that you wrap around the body. Almost like a sash, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number 10 is tub hygiene. So I don't know what that means. Maybe washing out the drum.
Maybe. Probably. Yeah. It's like the self clean setting on your oven.
And so I've said number 15 is curry. Number 14 is oil. Number 13 is collar/cuff.
That makes sense.
What does that mean?
It probably is like a tougher one. Like think about like a white dress shirt, like the sweat stains on the collar or on the cuff, you know?
But see, that doesn't make sense because number 11 is sweat.
Oh, weird.
Right.
Yeah.
And number 12 is just sauces.
Wait a minute. Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong, but curry is just a catch-all name for a sauce. Like curry is not just a substance. It is a kind of sauce. Yeah. So my question would be, what is distinct? What is different about curry stains? That A, requires a different kind of setting, and B, has created this massive demand for a special setting.
But see, here's the thing, is that only 10% of homes in India have a washing machine.
Okay.
So
it's very, 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 very poor country.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. But Panasonic is said to be trying to develop for the Asian market now.
Yeah. So. I mean, I don't know. How serious do you want this to get? Like, China, for as much as the certain parts of the country are very, very poor, over the past, you know, 15 years, they've added like their middle class has boomed, you know, like, and that led to a bunch of stuff. Like, I think maybe we talked about it. Like, there's a huge kind of like lumber shortage there because they started using toilet paper.
IKEA.
Yep, they got a bunch. The Shanghai IKEA. The Shanghai IKEA.
China.
Ugh, fucking Trump, China. Man. Yeah.
He is saying China, right?
I think he's saying China. He's got that kind of like New York. He's got a little bit of like a New York mafioso, New England kind of thing, where any word that ends in an A, he adds a superfluous R to.
Okay.
So China.
Diner.
Yeah. Like that would be the Boston way to say it. China.
You can do whatever you like.
Yeah. But like in India, as an incredibly poor country, is probably a great place to focus on growth because, you know, as their economy gets better, the middle class is going to create a boom and, you know, people are going to have more money for consumer goods, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like that is what a developing economy is. It's just a, you know, potential. It's an unsaturated market for your shit.
Waterlogged. No, yeah. In the middle class is key. We don't have one.
Nope.
Yet we still buy stuff.
Oh, we buy shit all the time.
Oh, speaking of buying stuff, I went to Walmart. And the old lady was checking me out because Social Security.
She was checking you out because look at you.
Well, no, she was ringing my goods.
Okay,
that sounds worse.
Okay, continue.
She was scanning the things that I was buying.
Okay,
and I had 3 separate orders because I was. One was for a coworker, one was for me, and one was for work, and the tax exempt and all that. They had to be separate. And so I said, there's 3 orders. I said, I'm shopping for multiple people. And she said, oh, you made the mistake of saying you were going to Walmart. You made the...
Is it like... I don't know why that's so funny.
It struck me. I think it could be a marketing campaign.
Like... their new slogan, hey, I'm going to Walmart, can I pick you literally anything up?
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, because, you know, all the different types of people who could shop at Walmart, like,
okay,
you know, this person just, you know, hey, I'm gonna go to Walmart, you need anything?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to Walmart? You're going to Walmart?
Yeah, I need a shovel.
Yeah.
But no, the reason I find that so funny is because, like, that's a thing that happens with stores or whatever. It's like, oh, I'm gonna go over and get a coffee. Oh, if I give you a couple bucks, can you bring me something back too? Like, right. Oh, I can't go, but, you know, like that's a thing. Like, if I go to IKEA, I will call mom and say, hey, is there anything that you need or want,
right,
while I'm here, so that the next time you come down here, we don't have to spend 4 hours walking through this fucking nightmare maze.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the meatballs.
Well, you can walk directly to the meatballs. You can buy a bag of the meatballs and cook them at home.
It's not the same.
Oh, I know.
I like it when people angrily throw my food at a plate.
He's not done yet. Yeah. You made the mistake of saying you were going to Walmart.
Right.
I love the idea of setting out on a covert mission.
Oh, like I'm a closeted Walmart shopper.
It's like, oh,
that would be hilarious, Cole. There's like this mom, and she's got these what look to be disposable, but canvas shopping bags that are red, and they maybe have something that looks like the Target logo.
Okay.
And so she's like, okay, I'm going to go to the store. And she's checking the family, making sure they see the, you know, the Target bags.
Yeah.
And then she really goes to Walmart.
She gets back and just, she sets her purse down, and then a Walmart receipt floats out. I'm like, right. Oh, honey, we need to talk.
Yeah. I can't trust you anymore. We're going to have to get a divorce. I'm taking the kids.
This turned into a tragedy as opposed to a comedy.
Nah, nobody got murdered yet.
You made the mistake of going, of saying you were going to Walmart.
Mistake of saying you're going to Walmart.
Who did you tell about us? Oh, man. How'd we get from Curry Stains to that?
Magic.
Okay.
You said something about buying something, and it reminded me of an experience that I had that I thought was interesting worth sharing.
Okay. Must be
sharing.
Must be nice. Oh, hey, auto playing video.
Are you a professional?
I think I am.
You thought you were.
I thought I was. No, I was opening up a story, and it auto played. It auto played the video. Oh, well.
Are you going to tell me about the story, Cole?
Yeah, I think I am. How often do you clean your phone? Like, if I came over there with some rubber gloves and a swab, and I created a culture, like, what would I see on it?
It's hard to say.
Yeah, you're not supposed to use. You're not supposed to use like Lister. You're not supposed to pour mouthwash on it. No, you're not supposed to use like Lysol or anything, because it gets rid of the oleophobic coating.
I have the case, so I use the Clorox wipes.
Okay. You have like a screen protector case on there.
Yeah, this case has a screen protector.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's
a Otter box.
Okay. That sounds disgusting.
Check out my OtterBox.
Yeah. No, but like just people use their phones on the turlet, and especially you. Oh boy, you use your phone on the turlet a lot.
I use it in the bathtub.
Sorry, that is a funny image.
Why?
I don't know. I just I forget that you take baths because I never think about anybody taking baths. I think of the tub as that annoying thing I never use but still have to clean.
Well, you have a lot of hair.
I mean, yeah, that comes down to it. You know, that's what it comes down to.
Right.
Yeah. No. But if I said, like, hey, lick your, you know, lick the screen of your phone, would you do it?
Not right now.
Well, there's something. What have I told you that makes somebody else happy?
What am I doing? FaceTime and like I'm licking the screen?
Yeah. Even though the camera is up at the top, so you're just giving them a view up your nose.
Okay. Is that where you're headed with this?
Yeah, kind of. Okay. So there is a new app that pairs with a smart dildo or a smart vibrator that the app portion of this called Ocast is what it's called, lets you record, let's say, vibratory patterns using your tongue. Like you've got a little square on the screen. It's got a little diagram of the different places on there, and you just get down there and you have a little sesh on that, like doing your doing your patterns. Okay, and
so you munch your phone,
right? And then you take that and you either send it to somebody directly, or you upload it to what Ocast is calling the iTunes for oral sex, for people to just download and share. Like people can download orgasms.
We're in the future.
I know, right? We're in this shitty cyberpunk future.
You lick your phone, and that's it. So, what do women? Do they have to put their whole phone in their mouth?
So I think that right now, this is just for the blank lingus family of sexual escapades.
Okay,
you know, maybe there's forgive me for what I'm about to say, Chris, because it makes me very uncomfortable. I think maybe there's a potential for rimming in this. Ugh. Right. But right now it is
DOS rimming.
Yes, for DOS rimming.
Sorry.
I think the
translate.
Yep. Sorry. The only German I took was German for pornography.
I took German for porn MD.
Weirdly enough, it's a doctorate. I don't think that this is that there is a kind of an inverse of this where there is a let's say, because I guess you could do that if there is a way to record on a phallic object and translate those patterns into some kind of discrete sheath for the male experience.
Or you could just
I think this is an untapped market. Emphasis on tapped.
Trim.
That's never not gonna be funny to me. Yeah, no, it's a so this connects to a smart dildo called Lush. Just $100. And yeah, you can use it.
$100, really?
Yeah, $100.
That seems really accessible.
I know, right? That seems reasonable. If you go to duckfeed.tv/...
Oh, but where can I get one of these miraculous devices?
Miraculous? I am human. Yeah.
Not one, not two, but three.
Three dildren. Yeah. No, it's just the future is the future is here. Teledildonics.
Everything is it smart? It's is it Bluetooth?
Bluetooth.
Is that how it works? Or do you have to plug your phone into it?
I think it syncs via Bluetooth to the vibrator.
So it's connected. It's internet connected.
Like I think this is the internet of things, technically.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. I like my doorknob and my dildo to work together.
I just think about all the conversations they would have with each other.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. My nest.
I want the nest to know when it is time to bone, you know, because there are very specific temperature criteria that have to be satisfied.
Yeah. I have two things to finish up here.
Okay.
Number one, did you know who Sean Spicer is?
Jesus. Yeah, I know who Sean Spicer is.
Okay. Did you know that he wore the American flag lapel pin and the flag was upside down?
Yeah, it is a kind of the universal symbol for like distress.
Right. And so they're speculating that he may be held there captive and he's asking for help.
He's very cognizant that he's in the crosshairs.
Right.
Right. Yeah, this is like bleeding edge stuff, right? Like this, people were talking about. So yesterday, as of the time we recorded this, we're recording this on the 11th of March in 2017, giving up all pretense of dating because everything here moves so fast, and this is going to be just a twinkle in our eye. It's going to be two suns in the sunset in the rearview mirror, you know, but behind us. Like yesterday, it came out that Flynn was actually a foreign agent for the Turkish government on a payroll, for a different government while he was advising us on our own national security, which is a big no-no. And that is a real problem. Additionally, they've basically fired all of the, U.S. attorneys that were appointed by Obama, for their politicizing the judiciary.
After asking them to stay.
Right. Yeah. So bad news, you know, bad shakes. It's, you know, it's been weird and unpredictable to say the least. So as much as it makes me feel like a weird conspiracy nut, it seems plump. And it's like a microcosm, right? Because it could either be carelessness or it could be something incredibly scary or malicious, right? Like that is a thing that like Rachel Maddow is hitting pretty heavily. Like, hey, which one is it? Is it nefariousness or incompetence? And which one would you prefer? Right.
Right.
So it could either be that he just accidentally put his lapel pin on upside down. It's a mistake you can make. Like, oh, your name tag's on backwards. Oh, thank you. Then you fix it and you're done. Or it could be something that it could be a cry for help. Either is plausible. It feels like, because nothing is real in our planet has somehow passed into a field in space that I call the nightmare zone.
Right. And do you know that there's training for cosmetologists? Is that a thing?
Russian astronauts?
Cosmetologists.
Yeah. Cosmetologists, like makeup artists or, beauty technicians. Yeah.
Yeah, stylists. So evidently there's states that are making as part of licensure to be a cosmetologist that you have to take training on how to recognize signs of domestic abuse.
I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that whole thing about him crying for help, it made me look at how battered women get out of relationships.
Yeah, that's horrifying.
And like, why doesn't Spicer just leave?
I don't know.
But there's some surprising answers. He could just love Trump. Maybe he lacks the self-esteem or confidence. Like, he can't, you know, this is as good as it's going to get for him.
Yeah, as perverse as it sounds, like this is what he deserves. You know?
Right. He may just feel that this is an unavoidable part of his life. Like, he's destined to be beaten.
Jesus.
Cole, do you know that there are more animal shelters than there are Sean Spicer shelters in America today?
Yeah.
Yeah. maybe he has hope for change. You know, maybe Trump says, "Oh, it'll never happen again. I'm going to go to counseling. I'm going to be better.
Yeah,
I'm going to delete Twitter."
Watch me. Look, I'm going to do it right now.
Right. Maybe like he's alienated himself from all of the previous press secretaries and he feels isolated. Like he's not going to have a network to be able to catch him when he leaves, yeah. to catch him when he falls.
Yeah. Could be like a,
maybe
like
he just
a,
doesn't want to give up. He doesn't want the, you know, the stigma.
Right. Right. He doesn't want the disgrace. It could be like a sunk cost kind of thing, you know, for someone like him being the press secretary for the president of the United States, notwithstanding who that president is. Might be something he worked for his entire life. Maybe he dreamed of the day when he would be press secretary. You know,
that's all. Yeah, he was going to show up in a white suit and it was going to be wonderful.
I just love the idea of the press secretary dressing like Steve Harvey on a Saturday.
Right?
Yeah.
Why does Steve Harvey dress like he's at a Diddy party every Saturday?
because his life is dope and he does dope shit.
Well, that's a callback.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Hey, Cole, what can they do?
They can understand that we weren't making light of domestic abuse. Or we were not intentionally doing that. That's,
no, it was the seriousness of Sean Spicer's situation.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, they can go. This is the first we've recorded since then. They can go to duckfeed.tv/store and check out the Diggity Duck bundle. Speaking of that, we're selling that. One of the charities is for a national domestic abuse hotline. Actually, that stands to face massive defunding under the Trump administration. So we're helping raise money for that, along with a couple of other things. It contains an episode of every show on the network, including this one. And this is it's $10 as a base price, but you can pay whatever you want on top of that if you want to kind of increase your donation above and beyond. The episode that we did for this, I think, is really funny. It's specifically about like kind of like sex related stories, because that seems to be a little bit of our wheelhouse. Go check that out. The response has been very positive so far. Other than that, subscribe to us on iTunes and leave us a rating or review if you can. If you can't do that because you're not on iTunes, helping to spread the word is always very helpful. And if you want to go even further, you can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv and consider giving us a couple of bucks a month. It makes this entire thing possible. It's weird how after 200 years, two centuries of podcasting
in a world,
it's very strange after 200 episodes that like for me personally, that this is it makes up a large part of my income and I'm able to devote a lot of time to it. And that is only because of people's generosity.
Right.
So
even though this show is not on the Patreon,
what do you mean?
I don't see it on the Patreon. It doesn't show. It doesn't come up.
Yeah, it's there. Like the it's for the entire network.
It says you have 5 active shows. No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
No, that's just like examples of the really popular shows on the network. As opposed to a comprehensive and updated list.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But thank you everybody for listening. If you've been around from the beginning, or if you just kind of, you know, started tuning in, this is a lot of fun. Thank you, Chris.
Oh, hey, no problem. I'm glad we got to do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
you had to check. Yeah. So I don't know.
That's it.
I think that's it. Sorry, America.
Sorry.